Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about Craigslist craziness.
Yeah, we do.
Has anybody in this room other than me bought anything off Craigslist?
No. I think I've sold stuff, definitely.
You have?
Yeah, and I've looked.
So you're not afraid of the interaction. You just don't want other people's stuff.
Yeah, generally. I do spend a lot of time looking, or at least I used to, like especially for sneakers and stuff, but it just ends up being they're too worn or they're too beat up. Like they're just, it never really pans out. So I never have actually bought anything, I don't think.
There is a study out that said 78% of Americans are going to do their Christmas shopping on Craigslist this year.
Well, 78%.
78, my friend.
What the?
And they don't, that's not saying a portion of their, they're going to like, they're doing their, like I'm doing my Christmas shopping. I'm going to tell you this. I think you underestimate Craigslist.
I don't think so.
Want to talk. Well, we can take some stories from like, oh my God, everything worked out great. Like Craigslist was great. But I think like, oh, like for one, like you and I were traveling somewhere and I went to their gym and it was the first time I'd ever seen a rower with water in it.
Oh,
if you haven't seen one of those, like you're literally pulling and it goes, you feel the resistance of water. Every time I'm like, I've never seen a rower with water in it. Go to my room, look it up. They're like $8,000. I'm like, what? I want to row through water, but I don't have $8,000.
The water's not even included.
Right? So I was like, no way. So then I get home, found one on Craigslist, okay. Like water rower moving too heavy, can't move it. $600. I'm like, let's go.
Water not included.
Water not included. I don't care. I have water. I can get it in there. I'll figure it out.
At that point, you don't want their water.
Right, you
water.
Can,
keep
right.
your water.
Keep your water. Mine's full of vodka, just so I'm motivated. But I mean, so I went there, a little ratchet, and like when I got it home, it rose perfect. The thing that keeps track of like you just rode 4 miles doesn't work.
Oh, but still.
I don't care. I put my watch on. I say I'm rowing. I row for 40 minutes and it goes, you just rowed like however far. And I'm like, great. The watch knows. I don't care.
Yeah.
I saved 400, like whatever. It was like, I paid like $600 for an $8,000 rower. I'm like, let's go.
Wow. Yeah,
but it's used.
But so what? The one I sat on in the gym was used.
Yeah, I get that. But for like Christmas shopping for like you're getting used stuff. Aren't people going to.
Who cares?
Know that it's used when you give it to them?
And also, you know, people have those garage sales and yard sales. I call them tanning their garbage. Isn't that what they're doing? They're just doing it on a computer screen now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with... What do you want right now? Like I want a... I know a person who just bought an air fryer. It's a Ninja double-wide air fryer. It's a $280 air fryer. Craigslist. Want to know how much?
How much?
$10.
No
Whatever.
Way.
10.
Fully functioning, works like a mofo.
So there's a garage.
But you have to sometimes go to their house and you're rolling some dice.
Okay.
And that's what we want to talk about. Because, you know, now they say everybody meets at a Walmart parking lot.
No.
That doesn't seem like a great place to meet.
Cop shop. You're supposed to meet at the cop shop.
Meet at a cop shop. But do the cops want you sitting in their police? By the way,
no.
I will tell you this. I have been mugged in front of a police station.
This is true.
Because where are the police not?
Yeah,
unless it's shift change, they're not there.
There is that.
When this guy was pistol whipping my face while I'm staring at the word police station at 35th and Colorado, I'm like, hello?
We're on our 15-minute break. Like,
they're all standing out front going, yeah, two more minutes.
That's what you get for buying on Craigslist.
All right, so here's what we genuinely want to do. If you've done a Craigslist transaction that went sideways or it went great,
Okay.
You know the show.
Right.
The emphasis is on the wrong syllable. We want your Craigslist craziness stories. 303-222-5423. Or you can text us at 51059.
There was a bunch of coworkers that were perusing Craigslist.
Okay.
And they found it was more of the personal side of Craigslist.
Oh, my God.
And they somehow tracked it back. They realized it was their boss that that was behind the listing. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, there was a point, Craigslist has stopped it, but there was a thing called, there still is misconnections.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear some misconnection stories.
Okay.
Because it's basically, you got to just go to Craigslist misconnections and read it, but it's like, to the girl who is at the like deli counter at Safeway in Brighton, right off of Highway 7, I looked at you, you looked at me, and like I just couldn't make my move. But if you're reading this, it's like, she is not, like, she was just looking at you because you were leering at her, right. But like, they think if you put it up there, to the girl at Starbucks, who like, you could tell we were vibing. It's like, seriously? If you were vibing, she would have talked to you.
Right.
I'm so embarrassed to admit this. God, you just reminded me that when I was in college, I found a misconnection that was, for me, it was a girl who had seen me at the gym.
Nice.
And, Shut up.
Described my backpack and like everything about you were
but
there.
But you were a big enough loser to be looking.
Because my friend told me he saw it, and he was the one that posted it. It was a... So I got all excited, like, oh my gosh, someone saw me doing my little bicep curls. And was interested. No,
it was him,
yeah. Yeah, so there's a prank idea.
So I did do the other big Craigslist transaction I did. I've talked about it before, but I bought Legos, because like my son just wanted little Lego guys, and somebody was selling like 80 pounds of Legos. They were like, there's Star Wars sets in here. We don't know what all's in there. And it was like, you know, sets are $40 a piece. And they were selling like 60 pounds of it. But then I get to their house and they're like, come on in. And I'm like, can you just, they're like, no, they're in the back.
Oh,
and I was like, so I go in and as I pass the woman, she locks the door. I'm like, what? And there's like, nope, farther back. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying here.
Yes.
And they were like in a bathtub in their back room, but we just scooped them all up into a trash bag and I got out of there and immediately threw them in the dishwasher and they were fine.
I was gonna
say, the whole time I'm like, this is a murder scene.
Yeah, it is.
Like, well, I don't know. But here's the thing. They only put them up for like $60. So are they really going to kill me for $60? Because they know that's all you don't go in there. I didn't go in with $3,000. I had $60 on me. Exactly. I probably had $40 on me because I think I was going to try to talk them down. I have $40 in one pocket and $20 in the other. Mm. Like, where you're going to get jumped is if you're trying to buy something. Ooh, I'm going to buy this car for $10,000 cash only.
Okay.
When you show up, they know you got $10,000 on you.
That's true.
So you're likely, don't fall for that.
I'm still trying to think about, let's see.
Whether it was worth it. I got out of there with the Legos and a couple baggies of meth. All right, if you've been involved in some Craigslist craziness, we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
We're looking for you to admit the crazy things you've done or the stupid things that have happened on Craigslist.
Craziest the better.
Tyra?
Yay.
Craigslist craziness. What happened?
So I have roommates, and one of my roommates decided to list her room on Craigslist and like sublet it out. And one day, like, she was just like really like just being quiet and standoffish and everything. And then all of a sudden, like, she just disappeared and someone else was in the room. And in the house.
Wait.
And this person.
She just. Yeah. You didn't get to vet this person at all. It's just like, here's the new me.
Yeah. And then, like, the person was just, like, there in the house. And, like, you know, the living room is, like, the common area. And so, like, they're in the living room and they're in the kitchen. And we're like, where the heck is this? Who is this person? And we're, like, not seeing my roommate. And then all of a sudden, like, after a while, like, probably like a week or two, things started like disappearing out of my other roommate and my room. Like, just things are missing. Like, she lost
her
guitar.
That's what you get on Craigslist.
And,
like,
what the heck is
that? Yeah, like, she lost her guitar. Like, I was missing shoes. And then, like, my shirt was missing. And then, and then the person, like, when I find, like, we spoke about it and then we confronted that person. And then she was like, yeah, I wasn't going to have rent. So I just figured I'd just pawn these things and then get it back for you guys before you ever
notice. So she pawned your stuff. Yeah, what I'm not going to notice my guitar is gone.
Or my shirts. Okay. Or my...
But how do you pawn my shoes? Like, I mean, like that's
I don't.
Crazy.
There's not a lot of places that shoe pawn. Right, is. There's like, shoe porn.
Oh, Tyra. Yeah.
This all is, right. That's That's perfect Craigslist craziness. Thank you for your story. Jessica.
Yeah.
Craigslist craziness. I what happened?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so nobody's ever going to believe this, but my husband was actually selling something on Craigslist. It was like a bike or something. And a guy called him and they set up a time to meet and everything. And then like maybe 5-7 minutes later, the same guy calls back and he's like, "Hey man, I was actually going to rob you when we met up, but I heard kids in the background, so don't show up. I'm really sorry."
What the heck?
Yeah. What? He admitted.
Thoughtfully.
Why would he even do it? Just don't show up.
Right. I know.
But you got.
So he had a change of heart.
And let you know about it.
Yeah, because he heard our kids in the background.
You wanted credit for
what that? If your kids were actually well-behaved, good children?
Then you guys would be
great. Oh my God.
Yes.
Did you just hug the crap out of your obnoxious children then?
Yeah. I was like, "All right, kids, you can do whatever you
just stay off Craigslist.
Peanut Buster Parfaits for everyone." Oh my God.
That's sick.
The change of heart is weird.
And they'll let you know about
that's
weird.
Like, if you're a criminal, just don't go
thank
do the thing.
You.
You don't have to tell them, "Hey man, I was totally going to beat your face in with a pistol."
Jeez.
So crazy.
That is insane. Thank you for the call. Ryan?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Craigslist craziness. What do you got?
So I was selling a car on Craigslist, and I was asking $12,000 for it, and the guy wanted to meet somewhere, so we met at a gas station because I didn't want him to meet at the house. And he shows up and flashes $10,000 cash at the gas station, just flopping $10,000 around the middle of the gas station.
And you did what? Pulled the gun and took the $10,000?
I just followed a people around. I'm not going to do that, but that was pretty ballsy, I thought.
What was it? Real money? Do you know how to check for real money?
Actually,
I didn't know how. I wouldn't have known. No.
Right. But you know what else I've seen is like some people go like you get a cashier's check and there's no way it's like meet me at like Credit Union of Denver and like let's cash it here.
Okay.
To prove that it's a real one.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because they can make them look like...
That's true. Besides, you were asking $12,000. You didn't want 10.
Yeah, no, that's why. He was trying to get a little $10,000 toy. Yeah, $2,000 cash discount.
Gotcha.
Julie?
Yay.
Craigslist craziness. Yay.
Yeah, so I had a ring on Craigslist, maybe worth about $150. Had pictures on the listing and everything. And I had this guy call me on a Saturday night. Our granddaughter was over at the time. And this guy calls and he's asking about the ring. And he's asking all these weird kind of questions, like what color it is and all this. And I'm like, yeah, but all the pictures are on Craigslist and everything. So I was kind of a little baffled by he was asking all these weird questions. Well, then he's breathing really hard. And I go, I'm like, are you okay? I go, is something wrong? And I said, are you okay? Are you like working out or what? And he goes, no, I'm getting off.
Oh my God. Well, at least he did it on the phone and not. Oh my God!
But yeah, he was. Yeah, that's what he said. He goes, "I'm getting off," and I screamed, and I'm like, "Oh my God!"
You're a little flattered.
No, you're not a little flattered. Oh my God, that's so gross.
Did you charge him for billing?
No.
For?
Okay.
I got off the phone immediately and took the ad off.
Yeah, good idea. You don't need more of those guys.
Yikes.
Thank you for the call.
Weird.
I don't know what to do with my emotions about that one. Darian?
Yes.
Craigslist craziness.
How you doing?
Good.
So basically, when I was a kid, my mom was the Craigslist queen. And so she would drag me everywhere to get free Craigslist stuff. And she found on Craigslist that they were giving a free giveaway the night before. So she wakes me up at 4 a.m. to go to this guy's house, and they're giving away stuff at 10 a.m. We pull up at their house at 7 a.m. and basically stake it out because she wants a TV. So we pull up, and it's one of those big tube TVs. And there's a guy, another guy there who also wants a TV and talking about how he can't afford a TV for his son. And my mom's like, no, not having it. She's like, you can get the rug. We're getting the TV.
Did you get it?
So we got it. Here's the thing. So we got it, and the guy helped me load it in the car. And it's like a tube TV. It's like 250 pounds.
Yeah.
I slip and drop the TV, and it broke his finger.
Oh, you saved the TV.
Did he try to sue you, or you just took his rug and
no,
went home?
No, the whole time he was just like, oh, man, I just really wanted that TV. Oh, my son was so excited. My mom was just like, sorry.
Nice try, dude. Sorry about your finger. Bye. Thank you for the call, Darian. Dylan.
Yowdy.
Yowdy. Craigslist craziness.
Yeah, so one time I posted myself under the male escorts for hire.
Ooh, nice.
That I was going to get lucky and I was going to get paid for it.
Nice.
Did it work?
I ended up just getting a bunch of photos of other dudes' junk.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
The fun thing that's about to happen is Steve brought in a list of things that every Thanksgiving host should know.
Yeah.
If they're going to host. You're going to tell me,
yeah,
the guy who does host.
Yeah, well, okay.
You, the guy who's never well, T.A., how many times have you been to his house?
You live in a house?
Right.
I didn't know.
You've never hosted anybody ever.
Which makes me, I'm pure. I'm clean. I'm not tainted. I don't have
You have the nerve to hand me a list of tips on how to host Thanksgiving.
I want to know if you agree, if this goes with
how
you...
I don't agree with any of this. I've read this list.
What?
I skimmed your stupid list.
These are experts.
Not only does Steve not host, when you are hosting, he won't go inside.
He doesn't even go inside.
He doesn't know if you need tips or not. You might be nailing it already.
I am nailing it.
I'm letting you sink or swim and they're on your own.
This is the dumbest thing. Like, can I just randomly things?
Yeah.
One, it says, give your turkey enough time to thaw. And buy a fresh bird, you fool.
That's kind of true.
I don't want,
things that pops out.
You know how many times I've, done the frozen bird and, let it thaw forever, and then you realize that giblet package is up underneath the neck and frozen solid.
Yep.
You're gonna ice pick it out of there, and then there's something, your turkey's always going to be dry if you buy a frozen turkey. It just always is, because the water froze, and the water that was in the turkey froze and then thawed and ran out.
And the cells in the turkey meat, it affects all
that. It does, in my opinion, it does.
It does, yeah.
So
how fresh of a bird do you ever get?
I haven't bought a bird
one?
Yet. I've never bought a live bird, but I haven't bought a bird yet. There's a chance I'm not doing Thanksgiving this year, because I've heard there's a turkey shortage, but I'll just roll into I'll roll into every store till I find a fresh bird. I don't care. I know Safeway will have one for me, and I'll just walk in and be like, thank you. And even if they don't have one out, I know the secret handshake at the butcher and go hey, bro. And then he goes and gets me one.
Oh, okay. If that
so,
works.
Yes. If
that
but works, if you're one of those people, I know most people do the frozen birds. Yes. That is, if you're thinking about, I should thaw my bird and it's Wednesday, you're screwed.
Oh, no. It's a day per 5 pounds. No, it's 2 hours per 5 pounds. It's 24 hours per 5 pounds.
I love that you read this, but you don't even have it. They say, don't experiment with recipes at the last minute.
Smart, because then you screw everything up. Now you're behind schedule.
To that I say, what's a recipe?
What do you mean, what's a recipe?
I don't do recipes.
What? Oh, because you've cooked the same thing over and over so much.
Partially?
Yeah. What do you mean partially?
Like when I, or if
follow.
I try something, I can tell you pretty much
you're
what's in it.
You're not supposed to try. You got to follow along. There's
why?
A reason.
Yeah.
They've tried
you,
for
if you.
If you
know how to cook, you
they
know how to
they've made the mistakes for you. That's why they give you...
My wife is the same way. I will double check, even if I put a pizza in the oven, I double check how long I'm supposed to cook it.
No. Oh, my God.
Just why would you not?
You get a pizza, if it's a frozen Totino's pizza, I'm going to go
11 minutes.
I'm going to go 400. Yeah, 11 to do it.
440, 11 minutes. I just
440?
Made 440? 450. I made one last night.
450?
And that's what it says on the back.
What a specifically weird temperature.
It was 440. It was 450.
No, they never go, really?
It was 11 minutes, yeah.
I would do 400, but I would also...
See, no, slacker, engineers, food people, experts, learners.
Can I tell you what I would do with your stupid frozen pizza?
You don't get to deviate.
I do.
No,
I guarantee you, you do yours and I'll do mine and mine will be better. Well,
if I follow the recipe, mine will be better than yours.
No, it won't, because I have a cast iron pizza pan, so I put that in there at 400, and then after the oven's heated up, I pull that out, I slap your stupid pizza on there. That crust is already crispy because it's on a cast iron pan.
All right.
Put that whole thing in there. You're shoving your stupid pizza onto the rack. Oh, if you want it crispy, don't use the cardboard. Don't read the recipe, man. Learn how to make a pizza.
That's what it said, and I
know that's
it.
What it says, but my pizza is better because I have the stuff.
Okay, I'll give you, on this instance, I'll get the example, I'll give it to you because you have that cool, the pan.
But that's the whole point. If you're going to host, you got to have the stuff.
But see, I'm talking about it calls for a quarter tablespoon of rosemary, and you're going, no way, that's wrong.
I just start pulling rosemary sprigs off until it looks right.
See, but that's the problem, right?
Have you had my food? It's
acceptable.
It does. Okay.
It's sustenance.
Good luck getting food from it.
Wait, it's awesome.
No. They say use a cooler for drinks. Oh, I didn't. Okay. Or have a garage fridge like every self-respecting.
Oh, okay.
We had a cooler for my son's birthday party, and then it didn't get emptied yet. And I'm like, well, I guess we'll bring these in. And I'm like, wait. So now I'll just leave them. Like, they're already cold, so now we just have a cooler just out on our deck.
Now you're just a family who has a cooler outside.
Yeah,
you don't
want
to be that family, man.
No, it's great. You always...
And listen, if people are thinking I'm pretentious by having a garage fridge, I'm going to take a picture of my garage fridge.
Yeah.
My garage fridge is straight off of Craigslist. It's mustard yellow.
It's ratchet.
Someone has definitely, it might have been me, hit it with a car.
Guys.
It is a $50 at best garage fridge.
It saves so much.
Oh,
it does.
My God.
It
it's does. Like I can make my stuffing ahead of time and
right.
shove it in there.
Yep.
I have my turkey brines in there. I have cases and cases of beer in there. In the freezer part up above, I have glasses all chilled. Somebody wants a martini? Oh, it's already cold.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, the deck cooler is the cousin to the garage fridge, I think.
No.
They're
the
same.
No.
It looks cool sitting there in the way of everyone
trying.
There's
nothing like telling your Uncle Charlie. It's like... Would you like a drink? Yeah, go outside and fish around for it in the cooler.
There is that.
That's so dumb. No, get him a drink.
Yeah,
like you go out to the garage right. and grab him one so he's not walking around dripping condensation off his MGD the whole time. What is wrong with you people?
Well,
the other thing that they say, what's the one that I cannot handle? Oh, get every serving dish, platter, and serving spoon and bowl out.
That's like the most
then your
basic.
Your whole counter is covered with...
But you know what you got and what you don't got. What you need.
I know what I got. It's in the drawer. I'll get it when I need it. I don't need all that crap on the counter.
But aren't your hands all dirty and then you're opening cabinets, you're spreading...
Exactly. I've seen them. You don't wipe
I am scrubbing like a surgeon every like 30 seconds.
You're mixing poultry juice and hamburger juice.
I last touched raw turkey at about 6 in the morning. And from that point on, I don't touch it. From that, you're never touching raw meat again. From that point on, you're just touching spoons. Ooh, I'm going to stir the potatoes. Ooh, I'm going to stir the stuffing. You're not touching anything nasty anymore.
And I never see that towel over your shoulder that you're supposed to have.
Literally
I
literally have
see
a towel over my shoulder the
that.
Entire time. This
it.
Year might be my first year to try out an apron.
Oh, okay.
That says kiss the cook on it.
OMG.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So can I break up over text now?
Oh my God.
Why?
Do you want to just do it on the radio? Like, if you start a conversation with that, hey, if you're listening and you're currently sleeping with Steve, grab your phone.
Can we just break up already?
This is a weird way to break up, man. I bring it with us.
Okay, no.
Tiag and I, like, we're just sitting here. What did we do?
I'm making an observation that when you begin a new relationship with someone, texting in your phone, it's a big deal. You're texting a lot, getting to know each other.
100%.
If you're in a relationship, you're texting even more. Text. So when it's a relationship needs to end, why can't you text? You've texted the whole way up until the end. No, that's so gauche and rude. Why?
I want to disagree with that, but I'm like, no, don't put your arms out. I'm not hugging you.
Come here, buddy.
I'm not hugging
Bring
you.
It in
right in front of me, Steve. We just broke up. You're hugging him again already.
I will say this. No, you can't.
Yeah, you.
Well, you can. No, you can't.
Let's say
you can because you're an a-hole. But the rest of the people can't because you don't.
Why can't? Like, let's say you've only been together like 4 months. That's
all right. So now we've narrowed it down. If you've been sleeping with Steve for four months, don't even check your phone. You already know what's coming. This is the weirdest breakup I've ever seen you do.
If Steve does a lot of drugs, it might be 6 months.
Yeah, he's easy on dates. Anyone in that 8 month period, if you're a, I will say,
is there a time?
So have you slept with him?
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay, then you can't. Okay, I would say you can't.
Wait a second.
Okay.
One night stand, I can't.
A one night stand, you can.
Oh, you're right, because we're not breaking up.
Here's my thing. I think you can't. So, I don't know how to put this, but like, if text is your lowest form of communication.
Okay.
And your highest form of communication is deeply staring in each other's eyes while bumping uglies.
Okay.
Your breakup has to be somewhere in between there.
Okay.
You cannot. I wouldn't recommend breaking up via text because that's just like you're not bringing it to the level of like I let you all the way into the holiest places.
That is true.
And then you also can't break up there. You can't break up at the holiest place. You can't like you gotta pick a. There's a spectrum.
Well, it's not a bad idea actually.
It's
I never
a
thought
really
about it.
Bad
but
idea.
I think because they're either in a good mood.
Not if they're sleeping with Steve. They're not.
They're just angry.
They're like, all right, I can tell. This is a lackluster at best performance. No, I think you gotta, like, if you've ever gone to dinner, you know what I'm saying? If you've only ever been at their house.
How deep into their, okay.
Right, it's set and setting and type of communication. If you've never talked on the phone, I don't think you owe them. If you've only been in person and been via text, then I think you have to be in person. I don't think you can call somebody if you've never talked on the phone.
I see. Okay, I see that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to disagree with Steve, too, but I think it's a good point, because what about you? A lot of people text each other intimate photos of themselves.
Yeah, thank you.
So texting has kind of become...
intimate.
Maybe more intimate than it originally was.
So are you suggesting he sends an intimate photo of himself with someone else?
Hey.
If this isn't you, I guess we're through.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
It's about to get weird in here because Steve's trying to talk Aaron into doing a cartwheel.
I know.
We can do them all together.
We're not doing cartwheels.
Handsprings?
I don't know how to do. Does anybody in here other than Aaron know how to do a cartwheel?
No.
But every girl that's young knows how to do all that stuff. From like 8, from 6.
Oh, yeah. There's gymnastics for like 3-year-olds.
Know, yeah.
I took gymnastics when I was... like 6 or so, but I still can't do it. Didn't stick.
I don't think a cartwheel fits the mold of what we want to talk about, though. I don't think it's like we want to do like something everybody can do, but you can't do. Like you can't, or it's like embarrassing thing that you don't know how to do.
Everyone can't do a cartwheel.
I don't think anybody.
So I don't feel bad. You're right, because you guys can't do one either.
Yeah. You can't parallel park, which is hilarious to me. You can throw money at a valet, but you can't parallel park. You can't. It's like really sad.
I could. It's just, you know.
Did everybody in here know how to change a flat tire?
Oh, yeah.
No.
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 What?
What?
If I knew how, I wouldn't be running on ones that I have to fill up every single day.
You're still doing that?
Yeah. Every morning.
Big O Tires.
Yeah,
Matt,
please.
Will you call us?
Right.
Like,
I go to Steve
just text
method.
Me and I'll, like, what? Throw money at
yeah,
it?
Yeah. When I have, when I get a flat.
Just I will say this. AAA is a great thing. You should have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, then you don't have to know anything.
Right. You just,
like,
make a call, right?
And yeah, sort of like an insurance policy. But it's changing a tire is not hard, you guys.
But most young generation, they do not know how.
I know how to... I don't know what the proper term is. You fix the leak, the hole. I know how to do that.
Patch?
Yeah.
You know when you do the
you
thing.
You can't say you know how to do something if you don't know what it's called.
You can.
Aaron can. I don't know what
I'm
doing.
But I don't know how to get the tire off to
nice.
Do it. I don't know how to do that. I can just fill the tire and patch it. But
you
I don't
patch a tire. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, with the rubber.
Bike tire.
A bike tire.
No, you can do it with...
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
What, you use Flex Seal? With it, like that dude, like, whoosh, you smack a thing on it.
No, you take... It's almost like a giant sewing needle. And you, like, put the rubber through it. You have to puncture the tire to make it bigger. And there's, like, glue with... I swear.
I am
on an
never...
automobile tire.
Yes.
You are making that up. No one has ever done...
There's crocheting.
I have driven... What? That's... You're... That no one does that. You use a can of Fix-A-Flat or something, but you.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not.
Doing like stitching. That's something new. That's pretty cool.
Can I tell you a fun fact about Teslas? Jar. They don't have a spare tire.
Your tires are blown out left and right.
I know.
But they don't come with this.
What I try to do is just have my tires blow out near a Big O. The pothole I hit the other day, did I tell you that? It was right in front of Discount Tire, and I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, that was pretty clever.
I drove it over to Big O. I'm like, no, you're not getting my business discount. Nice try.
Because they
dug a huge hole in the concrete right on Hampton, and they're like, go get up!
Oh, wait, like Hampton and Santa Fe?
Yes!
Yeah, oh, yeah, those potholes suck.
I hit it hard.
I and would just, have to, like, swerve to avoid
I didn't see it.
You think Aaron would have given you a heads up?
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.
I always lose a patch around that area.
Steve, you've driven.
I have not.
She's making that up. There's no
cool.
such thing as patching.
Crocheting. Stitches.
Yeah, yeah, she's like talking about doing cross stitch or something.
Yes.
Butterfly. I do latch hook. So what we're really trying to get to is the embarrassing thing that, like, everyone knows how to do it, but you. Like, changing a tire is a big one. I think everyone should know how to do that.
Young people don't know how.
Can everybody in here whistle?
No.
The regular
Jesus hack.
Not the cool way.
Yeah, not the cool way. Can't do that.
This with your fingers.
Can you whistle in and out?
Yeah.
What's he hack?
Hack is just blowing into the microphone.
I can't do it. I can't blow a bubble, or I can't whistle, and I can't blow a bubble. I think they're related. I can't do either.
Your tongue just doesn't do what it's...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's stunted.
It's a poor disappointment.
All right, so...
You can do other stuff.
Everyone knows how to do something except you. We will VD you if you don't want to admit it.
Voice disguise.
But we want you to admit the thing that everyone knows how to do. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059.
We all in this room have had long hair, right? Including Steve's rat tail.
Yeah, a mullet way back in the day.
You could braid them, right?
Okay, now, Slacker, why not? You told me that you're about to have a daughter. I said, you better hurry up and learn how to do French braid and ponytails, because that's what dads need to know.
It's one of those things. It's like watching soldier come home videos. When you see, like, they make me cry, and then watching a dad do his daughter's hair has always, like, touched my heart, but I have never learned to do it.
You never did.
I understand the concept.
Over,
but it's
under,
just
over.
Weird. Yeah, yes, it's like over, under. Like, your hands are doing a weird thing. Like, you have to, like... make your hands all weird and claw-ish to, like, and I've tried it. Mia eventually just got frustrated and learned how to braid by herself.
Oh, like that for that.
Yeah, she just does her own hair. Cause
corn
she's like,
rows cause, and the whole.
No, oh yeah. She just does. Mia's hair is like a rope.
Wow.
It is the thickest hair I've ever felt in my life.
So she's like, dad's not going to do it. So I guess I better learn.
I
how
did
to do
try. I would like have her sit in front of me watching TV. It's impossible, dude. It's so much harder. Then I would even do it with like shoelaces and different things.
Wow,
it's so
you
hard.
You did put for like macrame. You learned how to
do I learned how to do what's the rubber band? Loom bracelets. I can do those like crazy.
Wow.
I know how to do looming up, but I cannot braid hair. Do you guys want bracelets? I'll make you whatever you want.
I want with out of hair.
What don't you know how to do? There's so many things.
I can tie a tie, but I don't tie. I'll go one Windsor, not the double over the fat Windsor.
I can tell you something I know for a fact you don't know how to
do. Oh, I can do it. Show me. I'll do it.
You're not wearing the right kind. You don't know how to button your sleeves.
God damn. Yeah, you're right.
On a button-down shirt, you cannot. Like,
what?
We've been out, like, going out to a nice dinner with clients or whatever, and Steve will walk up to me and put his arm out, and I'm like... Like, we've been married for... It's like,
are you talking like a cuffling?
Yes.
Or just a cufflink or the regular
button?
A regular button. Not even putting it.
He has to take the shirt off, button it, and then put it back on. And true story.
Can you guys just...
Unbutton the shirt?
With just...
Yes. My shirt, your shirt. I can unbutton anybody's shirt.
See, women love that when guys do that. I'm like, oh, okay, hang on. I got
to... I don't know how to undo a bra, though. Bras are hard. Definitely doing a one-handed bra. Guys who can do the snap. It doesn't. I can't do it.
Yeah, the four hooker is pretty. It's
the what?
There's sometimes a four hooker.
Is that how you practice?
No, four hooks.
Yeah, hooker.
You got the four hooker.
What are you? Four hooks
on the bra.
There's one on the list of things that, you know, it's embarrassing that you don't know how to do, and it's not. I don't find it embarrassing. Fold a fitted sheet. There's no human on the planet.
Right.
Have you ever watched the YouTube videos of people who can do it?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It is, but still, why would you?
I've gone to Target, bought fitted sheets, and then taken them out gently to try to like reverse engineer it. I don't know how they folded them.
You can't remember.
There's something they do. They like reach in and grab the
corners and push them into the top corners.
Oh.
You know how to do it?
I just saw a video like yesterday on
it.
Yeah,
so you watch
it,
but like you can't do it. Like, I've sat there, and the lady does it. I know she does. Like, I've seen, and then she pushes them in, and then, like, somehow pulls her hands out, and all of a sudden it's a square. And it doesn't work. Because it's all puffy and round and weird.
Yeah, it's like the carnival games. It's always, you just toss the ball, and it's super easy. And then just fold it, and it never comes out that way.
Like, can you tie your shoes? Can everybody in here tie their shoes?
Yeah.
There was a long time my son couldn't do it.
Because
he would have me tie his shoes, and then he wouldn't tell me, but he would just slip his foot in and out.
I used to do that, but it's because I was lazy.
The shoe.
Like, can everybody snap?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. Can you tie? So when you tie a tie, do you slip out of it too? Leave it tied?
I'll go one over and then just bring it. People, you're supposed to go two over.
But when you take it off, do you leave it hang it up, or do you undo it completely?
Yeah, most of my ties are tied already.
Okay.
Because once I've tied a tie perfectly, I just leave
it.
You're saying it ruins the shoe if you leave the shoelace, but it ruins the tie if you leave it tied.
It's
kind of wrinkled. It stays all creased.
Yeah, but it's good. You want it. It's creased in the right spot.
No.
Yes, it is. It's creased exactly where you want. It's like
you need to expand it to get it over your head, and then.
Yeah, I know, but it's still the ties and
the dimple has.
You don't want to be in the heat of the moment, passion. It's like no, don't undo my tie.
Okay, that's something.
Don't throw it over the back of the chair.
It took me up and down.
It's a four hooker. That's weird. All right, so if there's something you're embarrassed to admit you don't know how to do, 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
It's embarrassing when everyone on the planet can do something and you can't.
Yeah, you're the odd one out.
So we're exploring that and finding out what you can't do. Sis?
Slacker,
what?
This is Sis. You went to school with my daughter.
Oh.
I just wanted to tell you, Aaron is right. That
about the
is
tire
how you
thing?
Fix a tire.
Okay,
you
hold on, real
big
quick.
Big T-shaped thing.
Okay.
That you push in with a rubber on it and pull it back out, and it fills the hole in the tire.
On the sidewall? Okay. If you weren't listening, we were talking about if some people, like two people in the room, T-Hack and Aaron, don't know how to change a tire. And she's like, but I know how to patch a tire.
Right.
And I'm like, I've never.
Yeah, me too.
I've never heard of this thing. So you're saying if you got a nail or just some sort of hole in your thing, you shove.
Yeah. You take the screw or nail out and you have a hole in the tire. There's a T-shaped piece that looks like a needle that's threaded. You stick a little piece of rubber through that slot, and you jam it into the tire, and you pull it back out, and then you cut it off, and it packs in.
How did your generation and Aaron's generation get this memo, but Steve and I have, like, I'm
no
not
clue.
Dumb when it comes to cars. I can change my own oil. I can change my tires. I can do a lot of stuff on a car. I've never heard of this before this moment.
Even the girl that you went to school with knows how to do this.
All right. Well, I think you're all crazy and you're making this crap up. Thank you for the call, sis. Chelsea?
Yes.
What can't you do?
I cannot burp.
You can't make yourself burp. You can burp naturally, but you can't do the force.
No, I can't. I can't burp at all.
Oh, no, your body makes you. You have to. You must fart more then.
Let's get personal, Steve. Okay. You really can't? You've never burped. That can't be true. Steve's right. That can't be true.
Yeah, your body.
When I try to burp, my friends call it a burp yak. It sounds like I'm throwing up instead.
Oh, it makes you want to vomit.
Ew.
Yeah, that's tough.
And you've had this your whole life?
I have.
But you can yeah. You could fart, though.
Steve is not going to, because otherwise we'd put a string around you and carry you around behind us. You would just be...
Like, when I go out drinking with my friends, if I burp yak, they tend to kick me out because they...
Because they what?
They think I'm drunk because they think I'm going to puke.
Oh, because you're like going...
Wow. Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Can't burp. All right. Thank you, Chelsea.
Dang.
Ashley.
Yay.
Yay.
What can't you do?
I cannot pour my own milk into my cereal. If I have to open the gallon of milk, I just cannot take the first pour.
What? Oh, because there's just too much? It's just you're too aggressive and you spill?
Too aggressive.
Yes.
You can't aim that. You can't slowly tip it over. Okay. No, that's not right.
No, I can't even do it with salsa. But it's...
If I'm the first one to take the salsa, I will not eat it.
Oh, you can't pour the salsa into a jar either? Or into a bowl?
No, or into a bowl. There's something about that first, like, chunk that goes into something. I cannot do it.
Oh, that's
You're
why.
Freaking me out right now.
Wow, Ashley.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I've never...
We actually found somebody who doesn't know how to make popcorn, I heard.
Get out.
Genevieve?
Yes.
Yes. We were just talking about this. You can't make popcorn.
No, it doesn't matter if I push the button that says popcorn. Something always happens, like smoke when I open the bag.
Of course, it's a little steamy, but like, do you stand there and wait? It's going pop, 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 pop. Get it out. Yeah. Right then is when you get it out.
Yeah.
Just stand there until it's going pop.
And then you.
Pop. Now, stop it, stop it. Doesn't matter if popcorn says there's 3 more minutes. Just get it out.
Right?
Yeah, but I do that, and then I hear the popping, and I'm like, okay, I should take it out now. And then when I open up, there's like half a bag of curdles, and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, okay, you suck
Genevieve,
at this.
We're
coming over. We're making popcorn at Genevieve's house tonight. All right, Emily?
Yay!
What can't you do?
I can't raise just one eyebrow.
Oh, it's awesome. It's so cool when you can. Slacker can.
I can only do, you know what it was? I could do the one that the $6 Million Man used to do.
I know. Yeah.
Because it was bionic guy when he needed to go.
Lee Majors would always, yes.
He would just raise the one eyebrow.
Right. That's what I wanted to learn.
That's when he was seeing through stuff. It was like, that's the only reason I can raise one eyebrow.
Emily, you need to watch old episodes.
Yes. Lee Majors and
$6 million.
Jamie Summers, Lindsay Wagner playing Jamie Summers.
Oh, my God. Look at you go.
I loved that
show.
I
just read that Wahlberg's going to reboot and do $6 Billion Man.
If he's in it, I'm out.
Oh, what do you mean?
Because he makes all movies suck. Okay. I take Shia LaBeouf in Transformers over Marky Mark.
Dang.
God. I'm sorry. Well, I don't have a class for that. So
sorry, Emily.
Thank you, Emily. Alicia. Alicia?
Yay.
What can't you do?
I can't calculate the tip on a bill without assistance from my phone or using my fingers like a second grader with a number line.
Really? Because I always start with 10%. So if it's a $40 bill, 10% is 4. If it's supposed to be 15%, half of 10%. Okay, now I'm making it more complicated.
Well, I mean, just take the, what you do is take like the first number. If it's a $40 tab, take the first number and double it and you're doing 20%.
Oh, that's even faster.
Yeah.
No, my way, slacker.
I know. You're saying you're going,
you take the
and you
want to
get 30%, you take the first number and triple it. It's 12 bucks.
Right.
I mean,
You have to add 12 to, let's say, like 70.
Oh, now, I see. So, it's the math of you going like 40 plus.
Okay. Oh, that's the part.
Wow, we thought the division the percent, and percentages was the hard part. All right, we've got an elementary school that needs your help. Thank you for the call there. John.
Yay.
What can you do?
I cannot tell time on an analog clock.
Oh, you're young. You're a young generation.
It's
when I was growing up, like digital watches were the cool thing, and then cell phones, and I just never really learned.
You're right.
Guess what?
Your generation.
Who cares?
No,
who
you
cares?
You need to.
Why?
Because some clocks, like the atomic.
Hey, we have a regular clock right next to it. Guess what's right underneath it?
Well, that's for the youngins. Because they can't read.
Dude, I think you're going to be okay.
Nope, John, you got to learn both.
You don't.
If you're out in the sea.
Oh, I can't use a sundial. Well, because you don't need to. Like, there's a point where the antiquated thing where four is either 4 or 20, depending on which hand it's pointing. Like,
if we lose electricity, now we have to rely on the sundial. You need to know all as in case.
Steve is teaching a sundial course at Aurora Res this weekend. Sign ups on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We call this umbrage with Steve. Yes. Okay. Steve has umbrage.
I'm taking some umbrage.
There is a band, but there's a lot of bands and comedians and different things that are starting to do this.
Okay.
This band's trying a different approach. Do you know, remember the name of the bag? You know the name of the bag you put it in? There's some, it's called
like
something.
Like a zip tie bag or something?
Yes, there's a name, it's actually got a lock on it. I can't remember the name of it. But like, you haven't been to a comedy show in forever, but like you go in and they have a, it's like almost like a bank vault bag. Like it zips closed and then it like locks. And you couldn't get,
I've heard of that.
You can't get it out, but like the security guards just have a thing that they go over and it's like, so when you walk in to see a comedian, you put your phone in, it's a Boda bag. What's it called?
Yonder?
Yonder. I'm seeing Yonder.
Okay.
Yonder bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you go in to see a comedy show, they want you to watch the comedian. They don't want you snapping Insta. They don't want you TikToking. They don't want you checking your Odyssey stock price.
Yeah,
they want
you to
focus on them.
Okay.
So you can't get your phone out. But if you're like, oh crap, I wonder if the nanny is okay.
Yeah.
You just get up and go to the bathroom. As you walk by the security guard, he'll go boop, boop, and he gets your... It opens your Yonder, and then while you're in the bathroom, you can do whatever you want. But when you're sitting in there, you're supposed to look.
Okay.
Watch the comedian. Mm.
So then he locks it again when you come out if you want to get back.
Yeah, you can't get past him again without relocking your phone.
And you can choose not to go to the show if you don't want to deal with the phone.
You want to be on your phone? The funny thing is they haven't figured out the Apple Watches, dude. So if you have your sleeve down, like I'm texting, I'm like blowing people up. I'm just like... on my phone. I'm not paying attention to the comedian. It's like, you're the opening act. I'm only here to see Tim Dillon. Okay, I don't even care who you are. I know you're the local veterinarian guy. I do love that guy, that vet guy. He opens up for a lot of shows. Never mind.
So you're on your
Kevin Fitzgerald. Thank you. Kevin Fitzgerald, you're a great comedian. You know, I'm on my Apple Watch.
Okay.
Texting my face off. But that's not the point. So now musicians are doing the same thing. The problem is when you go to a comedy show, like Comedy Works holds, 300?
That's true.
When you go see T-Swift at Mile High, that's 50,000 people.
That is true.
That's a lot of Yonder bags.
Yeah, she can afford it. Like the last T-Swift show that I was at, maybe it was 2 shows ago, everybody got a bracelet, like an LED bracelet. And then like, this is where you could kind of tell people were cheating. Like, so your LED bracelet was for your seat. So then at certain points in the show, like... the stadium is lighting up. It's like, you're red. This section's red. This section's blue. And you see a blue one in the middle of the red. I'm like, you snuck down.
That's
you
true.
Came down because that's supposed to be red.
Busted.
You're like, you can tell that somebody snuck down. What some musicians, a band called Placebo, has come out with, they're just going to ask you to not use your phones during their performance.
Mm. So before the show starts... hey.
They come out, make a big announcement, like, hey, everyone, I believe what they say is, it makes our performance more difficult to connect and communicate effectively the emotions of the songs.
They said that.
They say it out loud.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Yeah, I know.
But here's the
thing. Fight the man.
Just hold on.
Connection.
Hold on. Even though you both are cynical a-holes, each of you have a band you like. Don't you?
Okay.
For Steve, it's something really obscure, like...
yeah, something
what was
old.
That? Something 7 that did swing, bada, swing.
Oh,
K7?
K7. That's right. Okay,
there's some weird band, Fastway. I don't know. Oh, no, I remember who you like. I remember who you like. The Romantics.
I like a couple of their songs way back. Okay, well, yes, well, can you?
So you
okay? I'm at a romantic
somehow.
I bop it into
get
what?
Wheeled into a romantic show that's convenient. There's no stairs at Red Rocks.
It's got to be near
yes, you're
Aurora.
Right by that. It's literally a concert in the cul-de-sac behind your house.
Okay.
They're serving spam or something to lure you in.
Yes, there's definitely hand passed little smokies and potted meat.
I'm in.
And out comes the lead singer and says, please, everyone, if it would be all right, please. Are they British? I don't know.
I don't think
okay.
so. No.
Please, everyone. They are now. They've got a replacement singer. They got him over YouTube. He's like, our art is everything. When we get to the one that's like talking in your sleep, we want you nice. To really get down with the way we're talking in your sleep like that. They ask you to not get on your phone.
I wouldn't be on it anyway, but don't ask me something that don't take away one of my rights, one of my freedoms at a concert.
Hold on. Is this when you get out your laminated constitution?
Yeah, concert.
Oh, everyone, get your phone down. I'm about to read this aloud. I would listen to my favorite band. If they said don't, I am a person who lives in the moment though. Like I almost
mm-hmm. yeah
like,
you get mad
there was
the
moments
around.
At Chris Stapleton yeah. that I'm like, man, I really want other people to see this,
right?
But I wanted to see
it. You paid to be in the moment.
Yes, he's crushing it, singing Tennessee Whiskey. I don't need to snap it. I should just watch it.
Yeah, and I'm of the generation where a lot of my friends will go to a concert and then it's just never ending on their stories, videos, pictures, all that stuff. But I still get sucked in a little bit. Like you got to let people know you're at a concert.
No, you don't.
But you just do like one or two. And then you go,
but
and
if
then you pay
do
attention.
One or two and Steve does one or two, then everybody's got yeah. a phone out all the time and nobody's.
But I would say, entertain me. I paid a ticket. Keep me entertained.
You're so entertained that you want your friends to know. That means when they're doing their best is when you get your phone out. So you're being a lying hypocrite right now. You're like, you are entertained. Because if you weren't entertained, you wouldn't film it.
Rock and roll, man. Come on.
But real quick, and then yes. they say our purpose is to create communion and transcendence.
Yes.
When you go to a concert to see your favorite band, are you there for to create communion and transcendence?
Yes.
You there just to get
no.
buzzed up and
will I go see the Romantics? I want communion.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Slacker and Steve.
Once again, there's something out there that either proves astrology's real.
Or.
Then why does this come up so much? You know what I hate is that when astrology stuff comes up and Erin's not here.
I know, right? She's the only one that believes in
well,
it.
Well, I believe in it.
You do?
Yeah.
What?
Because Aries has always been right for me. Like I, as an Aries, up until the other day when it was like told me Arby's was my thing or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Aries has always been, Aries is a bull. No, Taurus is a
Taurus
bull.
Taurus is a bull, yeah. Aries you mess with me.
You get the horse. Yeah. You are the least bullish person I've ever met in my life.
Okay.
I mean, you have like...
If that's how you feel.
Yeah, look how fast you just shut it down.
Who am I to judge?
I'll write an angry letter.
And you're the ram?
I'm a ram. I definitely fit. So I have a... Okay. I didn't want to get all the way down in the weeds on this, but like, I heard about my sign very early on, but I was already sort of a class clown. But once I heard that that was part of it, I guess I'm asking, is this a self-fulfilling prophecy? Like, I heard, oh, you're always going to be the guy. It's like, oh, well, I was already kind of that. And then I became more of that. Like, yeah. The more I heard, oh, Aries are like domineering, I'm like, oh, yeah, then I guess it's okay that I shove people out of the way waiting in line at Chili's. Right?
You know? Yeah, you lean into it a little more knowing, yeah.
Right. But like, everything about Steve is like, he's none of the things about him except lucky. He's a Sag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at this time they finally nailed.
So there's a story about what your Thanksgiving dish is based on your sign. And since they're just dishes, I think we can probably get through all 12 of these today.
Okay.
And maybe save our own signs for last. Like, for example, if you're a Libra, I don't know any. I don't know when that is. Pumpkin pie is your dish.
Oh, yeah, because they're a classic.
I don't.
Are they ever like, you're garbage. You're just the worst type of person.
Because I think if anybody's that stupid, does anybody here, I think we've asked it before. You guys, do you like that green bean thing? Anybody?
No.
The casserole thing? No.
The cream of mushroom soup part's good.
The whole thing is ratchet.
Yeah, nasty.
It's unfresh green beans, unfresh cream of mushroom soup, and nasty fried onions. I mean, it's just like, you just took three things that were in your cupboard or freezer and were like, we're there for a side dish. You're ratchet if you like that. Gemini. I've known a Gemini. They say mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, they get two foods because the two parts. It's kind of a...
Oh, Gemini.
Oh, Gemini, they're a twin. Ah! Thanks, T-Hack. You know what it is? I only read the first like two words of anything, and then T-Hack has to come in and go like, read the rest, idiot. Virgo, you like stuffing.
Ugh.
Whoa.
And not dressing. Right. Stuffing.
Well, I think it's the same thing. They're saying you add a certain something to the table.
Oh, because they're Virgo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aquarius. They like mac and cheese. I find you to be white trash if you have mac and cheese at Thanksgiving.
Seriously? Even if it's high end, like seafood or crab?
Like the lobster mac?
Lobster mac.
That's not a place for it. There are sides for, and I'll even accept the fact that nasty green bean thing that I don't like is an accepted side. You can take it or leave it, but mac and cheese is not, no pilgrims were firing down mac and cheese, man. That wasn't one of the things.
There is that.
So it, like,
cut up the hot dogs in mine.
Right. I want it with salsa.
Squanto.
So you're being traditional.
I am, but I also understand.
Does cheese go with turkey? I mean, does a cheese side go with the rest of everything
else? I don't feel like cheese
goes
there.
It's a little
weird. There's so much savory things going on.
Sweet and, yeah.
Yeah, like it doesn't.
Cheese just comes out of.
Yeah, so anyway, if you're an Aquarius, you like mac and cheese, so you should just go away. Cancer, that's my daughter. Sweet potato casserole, because you're just that sweet. Mia, that's true.
Is that with the marshmallows? Mm-hmm.
Some people make it with marshmallows. I do not. I make mine. My sweet potato casserole is very much I don't know if you'd want to eat it. Like most people eat it as dessert. It tastes like pumpkin pie. It's got like the brown sugar crumble on top of it. I've sent some home with
that
you.
That is good.
It's really good.
That is good.
It feels weird to be on your dinner plate because you can eat it at the end.
Okay, because it's got the pumpkin pie feel.
Yeah, sweet potatoes are basically the pumpkin of the potato family.
Okay.
Let's see, Capricorns, you're into ham. You're also at the wrong holiday.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, I was talking to my wife about this. She said some people do ham, and I was like, who? Who does ham?
People
who
are confused that they think it's Easter. Ham is Easter. Ham or Christmas.
Christmas.
I don't know who voted on things. I know people who do surf and turf on Thanksgiving. I'm like, you're what?
That's a big thing too.
For who?
Last time I visited my aunt and my nephew and my nephew's partner, he made ham and it rocked. We'd never had ham before.
Ham for Thanksgiving?
His family always had ham. We always had the Thanksgiving. So when they got, he made both and the ham actually rocked. It was good.
Ham is Easter. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, Christmas is
Christmas has a little bit of everything. I grew up, my parents made meat water for...
they made soup?
We had a variety of soups on... We had our pool table, which became a smorgasbord of crock pots with tortilla soup and like... different French onion. There was just like 20 soups, and you just, it was like soup day. Maybe it grew my hatred of.
Did you ever go down like with the soda machine where you put all in one and mix
suicide?
It all? Yeah, do you ever do that?
No.
I'm just picturing the Pilgrim's Feast of soup.
Yeah, it's all meat water day. That's closer to what they actually eat. Pisces mulled cider.
Well, it's a booze, slacker. You should be that.
Yeah, I know. I sometimes I think I might be a Pisces.
You want to be today.
Let's see. A couple more. Scorpios. Don't know any Scorpios, but they're into cranberry sauce.
That's my son is a Scorpio, I believe, and he'll eat a whole can of the good kind.
Is he
the
mysterious?
Did you say can one more time in relation to cranberry sauce?
They're mysterious. That's why they do the cranberry
sauce. Oh, Scorpios are mysterious. Okay, let's get to the last few. Leo, that's...
That's T-Hack.
That's T-Hack's wife.
My wife, yeah.
Oh, duh. That's
she's
right.
into turkey because she's the center of the attention.
Bam! Right.
Yeah, well, does I didn't like say turkey? That. She does like turkey.
And she's center of attention?
Again, I didn't say that.
No. You know what? The few times I've hung out with your wife, she just wants to be, she's just quiet. She doesn't, I don't think she wants to be the center of anything.
Well, she's a lot like Slacker. She likes to host. So I think she likes, she likes the like secondhand praise almost.
Okay.
Like she's not the center of attention, but the party as a whole is the center of attention.
Falls apart without her, but doesn't want people to like, doesn't want to be in the center, but wants to be the thing that holds it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is great for me because I don't have to help very much. I just mess it up. Just get out of here.
Let's see. Then we get to T-Ack. He's a Taurus. You're into dinner rolls.
Nailed me.
Dinner rolls.
It's about the only thing I eat at Thanksgiving. I don't like any of the other food anyways. Just dinner roll, a little country crock on there, a little Pillsbury roll, a Hawaiian roll. I'll eat them all.
How are you not 7,000 pounds? Just bag up some flour, tortillas. I don't care. If it's carb loaded. Two more to get to. Me, Aries.
Aries, here we go.
These are your signs Thanksgiving dish. Here's what I want to point out. My sign's Thanksgiving dish, like the Aquarius of mac and cheese, they say my Thanksgiving dish is charcuterie.
You're Mr. Charcuterie.
I love charcuterie.
Yeah.
It's not a Thanksgiving dish.
Well, it's got cheese again. The meat, the crackers.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, here's some pickles and some raspberries, perhaps some rosemary sprigs. That is like a random Friday.
That's what you get to eat. We'll be feasting on the real thing.
No.
Get your little
that
board.
Is not
can't wait
Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving. I want some salami.
You get to eat off of a board.
Whoever made this. Okay. Which leads us to
nailed it.
Why everything in astrology is a lie or Steve is not actually a Sagittarius. Sagittarius. Their Thanksgiving dish. A recipe you've never heard of.
Yep.
Sages are trailblazers.
Yep.
Sorry.
Blazing. Trails. Yeah, we're blazing.
Can you see outside of your rut? Jump up and show us a hand.
I don't have the energy.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
I'm trying to decide if I'm about to boycott a product and I need y'all's help.
Ooh.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a huge gummy bear person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've introduced me to some of the best ones.
The Albanese?
The Albanese, yeah. And now
the
I
Albanese
see them.
Are life-changing, right?
They are. They're really
adequate.
Are.
They're starting to sell them at other places. You used to have to just get them at Target or like Rocket Fizz and
it's
stuff.
Sustenance.
Dude.
What?
Keeps you alive.
Steve only cares about gummies if they're like laced with THC. I was like, you know what's really weird? Is I had a friend had peach rings sitting out. And the Albanese peach rings are the best. They're so good. So I'm like, are those peach rings? They're like, yeah. And I grabbed one and I got it almost to my mouth. And they're like, weed, by the way. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, no kidding.
Because the weed peach rings look exactly like a regular peach ring.
They probably should not.
They shouldn't because they had them just sitting out in a bowl. And I'm like, I'm thinking Albanese. And I'm like, I'm going to fire that bad boy down.
What a house.
I know. Well, it was kind of an event.
Okay, I see.
But I just assume, if there's gummies at my house, you're not going to get high from them other than the love of gummy.
To you, that would be poison, kind of.
I don't know what would happen.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen if I did a
nothing.
Gummy?
You'd have to do a lot. I think you'd have to do a lot.
Because of my tolerance of alcohol?
Plus you haven't done any before, and usually you don't.
Wouldn't it be the other way? If I haven't done any before, wouldn't it knock me on my butt?
I think it's kind of like breaking the seal or something. Like you got to get a one in that nothing happens, and then the second one is
That's what it takes.
Yeah, but I am no expert.
That's why people go and like fire down like 20 of them.
Yeah, because
like
way
they
over.
Did happen, they do it, right. They do another one, and it's
kill
like
kill themselves. Yeah,
yeah, because then they end up in this paranoid trip or whatever. Anyway, Haribo, is that how we say it, or Haribo? I don't know how to say it.
Haribo.
Is it Haribo? I don't know how to say it.
I don't
know. I know it's the yellow package. It's the it's like the big brand of gummy bears.
Yes,
and I know their jingle. I don't know what they say either. It's just. World of Haribo. Like I don't know what the words
I
are.
Honestly
I
would say I've never seen a commercial nor heard a commercial, so where have you heard this jingle, or is it just in your head when you're chewing on peach rings?
Are they weed? Maybe I don't. No, they're on TV and they have like the adults and it's little kids' voices, but it's adults like talking, and it's like looks like the adults are the little kids.
Wow. I've seen that campaign. Clearly don't watch enough TV.
Yeah.
So anyway, this 38-year-old dude found a piece of paper on the floor of a train station, picked it up, and it turned out to be a business check for $4.7 million to Haribo.
Dang.
And instead of him like running to the bank and depositing his new $4.7 million check.
Yeah, gummy money.
He tracked him down and returned it to him.
He went out of his way.
He did.
Wow. Yeah.
And they say he thinks it saved the company millions of dollars. I don't know if he saved them millions. No one could have deposited that check, right? You could just roll up to First Bank. Hey, guys, my middle name is Haribo.
Yeah.
So, right? Am I crazy?
No, that's your,
I don't know, I guess, but I would have liked to keep it at least.
Well, he got it back to him. He thinks he saved him millions of dollars. They agree that he helped him out. So they sent him a gift, 6 bags of Haribo gummies.
6 bags, not 6, but 6 bags.
Dude, the bags are like this big. You're picturing what? Like 55-gallon garbage bags?
Pretty much.
That's like a Friday night for me. It's not much.
Oh, my God. TX got a bag on him right now. A little Pez dispenser in his hoodie pocket.
So that wasn't very like generous of the...
I don't know. What do they owe him? Like, we've had this debate about other things. I find your wallet on the ground. I hand it to you. If I didn't look inside, if I looked inside and saw you had a grand, now I'm going to be mad if you give me 5. But if I didn't look inside, if you give me $5, I mean, I'm doing the right thing, do I deserve anything?
See, that's the thing. If you're doing the right thing, you should get something out of it. Otherwise, why do the right thing?
What is something being right is its own reward.
No.
There's some phrase like that.
I know, but we don't say that. We don't believe
it. Yeah, because he probably had to go to a lot of effort to get a hold of him. Can you imagine?
To look up Haribo corporate office and call and go, hey, I got your check.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I have something you want. They're like, okay, crazy person, hang up. Like, he had to probably jump through a bunch of hoops to actually get to someone. He go, no, I'm serious. I'm not selling you on the next big gummy idea.
And I like how I found your wallet. You found my wallet, but you didn't look in.
Well, I would have to look inside to figure out it's your wallet.
So you would see how much money is in there.
Depending on where you put your money.
And then as oh my God, thank you so much, Slacker. Let me give you a little cash reward.
Right, if you hand me 6 bags of gummies.
You already know what
I know exactly what I should get.
What do you mean
I'm thinking
get?
In my head.
Well, okay, so $1,000.
10%.
How much?
10% of what's in
100 of the 1,000.
Of course. What are you doing walking around with $1,000, fool?
Oh, I like how suddenly I'm wrong for having money.
Some idiot's walking around the train station with a $4.7 million check and doesn't realize he's dropped it on the ground.
Yeah, there is that.
This guy should get more, like 4.7, what is that, 400,000? That's a
little
too much.
He could have screwed him over.
He could have screwed him over and made it take a long time for them to get it. It's worth more than 6 damn bags.
Yeah, I'd rather have the check to frame.
Right.
Right.
I'm framing the check. Okay, 6 bags.
Back to my 1,000 in cash.
Yeah, you give me 100, I'll give it back to you.
Slacker and Steve.
For some reason, we're all like challenging ourselves to give up something we love.
Huh.
This is the particular argument that's going around the internet doesn't work. It only works basically for 2 people in this room.
Yeah.
That's me and Aaron.
Yeah, because you're the addicts. You're the junkies in the room. Yeah.
Are you really saying that, person who smokes and person who...
You gotta be hardy to smoke.
Yes, Steve, let me say it. You guys are the addicts.
Yes, thank you.
No! So the argument going around the interweb is pizza or coffee. Which one would you rather give up for a year? And for me and Aaron...
It's not a choice. You guys, you have to take the same one. It's not a choice for you. You're addicts.
I'm an addict to what? Coffee?
Coffee.
I haven't drank coffee in forever.
Dude, your body's shake. If you don't have coffee, your body's shake.
You had a Starbucks cup in here like yesterday.
Okay. So
I also saw a pizza thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the amount of times I've seen you come in with pizza compared to a coffee cup is a million to zero.
But I'm going to say this. I'm going to, once again, I'm going to Steve this whole scenario. So then, I choose coffee. Never again. Great. I'm drinking Red Bull every moment of every day.
Okay, that's what I said, too.
You just find another vessel for caffeine.
You like the taste, though. You miss that taste. The caramel?
Oh, no. Today, I had a Red Bull Blue. The blueberry.
And I have an Alani New.
There you go.
Okay, well, then you're done. All right.
So I'm fine. Okay, takeaway pizza. Got it. Okay, bruschetta. Yay. I'm just having bruschetta instead.
Lasagna. Kind of
I'm
similar.
Just having bread with pizza toppings on it. You're not going to beat me at this game. I'll come up with a way around.
Okay, that sounds like an addict.
Yeah, instead of meth, I'm going to do coke.
And you know who's not making your bruschetta? Your favorite dry...
Bruschetta.
Bruschetta is the...
Freschetta. Is that a pizza brand? It is. It's one of those... like, who's the addict here? Okay, wait, you're not making your Totino's?
But you love your pizzas from where again? What's the company?
Dion's?
Yeah. They're not
Dion's
making,
is one of the pizzas
they're not
that
making
like.
Bruschettas or bruschetta.
Bruschetta. No, but I could go to a nice little wine bar like Postino. I just had some bruschetta at Postino. You can just like go, I want one of these. And they bring up four little things and they're kind of...
it's not the same, though. You're hanging out watching the game. Hey, I'm going to order some pies. You want any? They're going to show up. They're all cheesy. They're all greasy, all gooey. They're pulling them out. It looks like the Ninja Turtles.
When
and you're like, oh, sorry. I'll have my bruschetta. I'm good over here, fellas.
That just not, you're not turning me on with that pizza talk.
What?
Like, that's not game day.
Oh, the nice.
I don't think I've ever ordered pizza for game day.
Oh,
ever.
For game, yeah.
I mean, like, pizza's like Wednesday night or... My parents do $10 Tuesdays from Papa Murphy's.
That's a good pizza.
The take and bake or what? I've never had one.
You can't have one now.
Yeah, so they invite you for dinner and I'll bring my own.
I'll bring my own bruschetta. So like for you, Tiak, you don't drink coffee, so it's not even hard.
No, yeah, I'd give up.
But what if it's Mountain Dew?
He's not weak.
See the mountain.
He's not weak. What are you talking about? He has literally admitted on the air that were he not married to Angie, he would eat fast food 7 nights a week, probably 2 meals a day. So he'd be eating 14 drive-through or delivery meals a week were he not married. Say again he's not married.
With Coca-Cola.
Yes, with Coca-Cola or Mountain Dew.
I have friends who do that, and I'm a little jealous.
Okay.
But Slacker, you have to be hardy to be able to pull that
That's
off.
That's not you're a not hardy weak. Thing.
Opposite
I call that
weak.
An addict. He's not an addict. He's not an addict. I feel like he's an addict. Like, you giving up Mountain Dew would kill you.
Mountain Dew, the pizza, that it's hard because they pair so well together.
They do.
I think. A nice, cold, green Dew with...
Yes.
So, but I... I'd have to give a Mountain Dew because there's other soda.
There you go. You still get your caffeine.
Yep.
You're feeding your addiction. Yeah.
So what is it for Steve? It's weed. It's weed or pizza. Like you wouldn't think it's pizza, but Steve has a pizza problem. But he doesn't talk about it, but he's got a pizza problem.
I'll have lunch over at the...
Oh, really?
At Pizza Republic over in... What?
I mean, no, I guarantee you the Marcos delivery drivers know your house
they
by
do
heart.
Marcos and the what's Landmark? Yeah. That's
yeah,
good pizza.
So Pizza Republic. So there's two different pizza places.
Yeah, good stuff.
So is it weed or pizza? Which one are you giving up?
But again, they pair so well together.
Like one leads to the next one all the time.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
I'm curious.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's a shallow breakup or this is.
Yes.
Okay. Would you honestly break up with someone if you found out that their favorite song you didn't like or it didn't match what you thought was a good song?
Okay, we need a little more information.
Okay.
Is this like a first date? Because if it's like, we've been together for 10 years and they all of a sudden confess to me that they think, I'm trying to think of who the worst artist of all time is, Tiny Tim.
Okay.
Or somebody, Justin Bieber. I'm just kidding, I actually like Justin Bieber. But somebody who's really terrible.
Okay.
It's a little late. One, you should have known that.
You're right. If you're
in the get to know you phase of a relationship.
There we go.
And you're having that small talk.
Okay. Do you ever talk about genres of music when you're getting to know, or you just...
I imagine you don't, but the rest of the English speaking population, I'm going to say the rest of human civilization.
You guys do.
Does.
That's a big, that's important.
I think it's a good thing that you don't because it's kind of, it's just nothing. Like, do you like music? Yeah. Me too. No, but what are the odds?
But you need to find out if you're compatible, T-Hack.
But it just is so small talking. I think Steve kind of gets, he skips over that. And he's
no, because
talking
he genuinely doesn't really like music that much.
To me, you're right. I know that sounds weird. I never grew up pursuing music, having to find new music
but
like everybody else.
But you still have an iPod.
I do.
Which is weird.
It's weird songs that no one's ever heard of. But
do you listen to it?
Maybe once a week, I think.
But like when you're doing what? When you're cleaning? Or what is your occasion for going, I'm going to listen to music right now?
You know, that's so weird that you bring that up, Slacker. Everyone else like listens to music while they're doing chores and stuff like that. I don't. I'll set aside a time.
To just sit and listen?
Uh-huh.
You sit. You don't do another task.
No.
You're solely listening to songs that you've listened to a billion times.
And maybe add a new one once a year, maybe, or 2 years.
So do you have earbuds in, or is it playing on a speaker, or just...
I have the big muffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you put on, like, your radio headphones.
My big muff headphones.
And is there a special chair?
Just on the
couch.
Or are
you in bed? So you sit on your couch.
Yeah.
You turn your TV off? So you're not distracted by something else?
It's on, but maybe the sound is down. But it's not
this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
It is kind of weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Like you set aside, almost like you're setting aside time to read a book.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and schedule. Or I'll just go, you know, I feel like listening to some music now. So I'll grab my phone, I'll grab my headphones, go sit on the couch.
And you always start with the same first song?
Alphabetically, kind of, yeah. I'll start at the top and then start.
What's the first song on your playlist?
It starts with...
Oh my God, this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard, dude.
I listen to music wrong? You guys do it while you're
You do, I think.
You guys
I think
all
you
listen.
Do, yeah. What I would do is turn on the Odyssey app and listen to Alice 105.9 and figure out what the next biggest hits are. Figure out what Aaron and Boss Man have decided and go like, ooh, I like that new T-Swift tune.
Is that what you guys do?
No. No, I don't.
That's
what's
just,
the first. So AC/DC comes on first.
Yeah. Well, I might skip over because I've heard that quite a bit. I'll go to the next ones.
AC/DC, Aerosmith, Ambulance Limited.
It's stuff like that.
Angus Reid, AWOL Nation, the B-52s.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. We started asking one question over here, and we're going to get back to that question. Please text in if you find Steve's way of listening to music normal or abnormal. I find it fascinating. Like, my daughter literally has a soundtrack to her entire life. I've almost never seen her without an AirPod in.
Wow.
Like, she just, if she's writing, if she's reading, if she's studying, if she's cleaning, she has at least one AirPod in almost all day. Obviously, not at school. But
if she's doing something she enjoys at the same time of doing something she enjoys, I mean,
there's a generation of people that just, you grew up having to deliberately go grab a thing, open it, either pull the album out or the cassette out, shove it into a player, fast forward to what you want. They're like, hey Siri, play Taylor Swift, blah. Play Justin Bieber, I'm sorry. Like, and it's like, boop, it's already playing in their
head. Okay.
Shuffle songs, like, that's play my...
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking Steve's way is almost a little more romantic. It's like the...
Thank you.
It's not romantic at all.
Not that way, but just
it's
like...
He's using
it's
new
antiquated.
Technology.
That's the word.
It's antiquated as hell.
It's so romantic.
But it's like so deliberate. It's like you still want a cassette. It's like, I'm going to go sit. Like, you have a spot... Like, as if you're going to sit in front of your 8-track player, and the rest of humanity is like, I just started to walk. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'll start listening to One Republic.
Let me ask you guys real quick how easy it is. Hey, Siri, play whatever song.
Yes.
If I walk into your house, there's music on all the kids are
most of the
music.
Time. There's something, yes.
Mm-hmm. Not just in their heads, but
in
it's
their heads.
Over...
If I'm not watching TV, then I don't want a quiet house. So yeah, there's something. I've got playlists for like I'm cooking. I've got sort of countryfied playlists if those kind of friends are coming over. I've got like different
background music playlists.
Yeah, TX got for sure, and he just goes, "Hey Alexa" or "Hey Google."
Yeah, exactly.
Play dinner music, and he's like, "Bruh."
If my wife makes pasta, we'll put on Italian restaurant in the background and stuff like that.
That stuff was fun, but I never think of that. I just go, "It's time to listen to music now," and that is what I'm going to do.
That is wholly bizarre.
But so you break up with me if my favorite song.
If we're on a date and we're getting to know each other and we're like, we're aligning sort of politically, geopolitically, like there's different things going on and like, it's just, it feels like a connection. And then I'm like, well, what are you into music? Do you like music? Yeah. Oh my God. I love it. I listen to it all the time. Who's your favorite band? And you go like the Pixies. I'm like, bye. I would literally.
You would trash.
100%. We're done. You like guitars that are out of tune and people who can't sing. If you like the Pixies, I'm not sleeping with you. I don't even cry. Like, you're so hot. You're half naked. We're like, we're in your apartment and you're laying down and you're like, hey, Siri, play the Pixies. I'm like, broken silhouette of my body through the door. I'm gone. I am not sleeping with you.
I'm hot. I'm half naked. Yep. I'm right there.
All the way naked. And you 100%. I'm fully naked
as well. Because of a song.
Because of the Pixies. If you have slept with someone to the Pixies, bad at relations. The guitars are out of tune. The drum is wrong. It's bad. We're done.
How about if she broke up with you, told you, I have to break up with you, Slacker, because your favorite song is blah. Wouldn't you be like, well, go then?
Yes.
No, you would try it.
No.
I'll change my favorite.
I would not say, I love Ryan Tedder. I love him.
Okay.
If she goes, I think Good Life is trash, that's another thing. We could be negative. I'm like, oh, it's got to be. She's like, oh my God, what's his song? I'm like, get out.
Okay. What? No, you would throw away everything for one thing. One little.
You don't like One Republic. Put your clothes back. Don't even put your clothes back on. You don't have time. Get out.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Slacker and Steve.
We got a rather interesting story. If your ex has a stun gun, you probably don't want her to meet your new girlfriend.
Oh, can't wait to hear this one. My story, let's see. A TV thief forgot to steal the remote control. Is he stupid enough to go back and try and get it?
Gosh, if he's on this whole thing, potentially.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of France.
Dope!
Yeah, a thief in France broke into a home and stole some jewelry and a television set. But when he got home, he realized, oh, I forgot to steal the remote control that goes with the TV.
You don't. You go buy a universal remote, an app, you do anything in the world, but...
He went back because when he took the... Yeah, he forgot it. He went back, and that's when he got busted. Because
the police are probably there taking
a
report.
Probably right. Right.
Hey, everyone, so there's the robber who looks, wait, just like that guy.
Right here.
I have your remote. That's right.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly
how... Hey, could you guys just throw that out?
It's how it played out.
At the very least.
Right.
Yeah, so he's going to the slammer, is he?
What an idiot.
My story, fresh out of Florida.
We got a winner.
Yeah, a 48-year-old woman named Christine Webster found out her ex-husband had a new lover.
Ooh.
So she went and she went to call in on the new lover.
Yeah.
She rang the doorbell. She didn't answer. So she banged on the door.
Oh, no.
The woman finally opened the door. When she did, she found out that her boyfriend's ex-wife has a stun gun.
Oh.
She shot a dart into her chest and into her throat.
Dang.
It caused the woman to fall back. And as she is epileptic, she had a seizure.
Oh, whoa. Okay, now
so then police, fire trucks, SWAT, everybody scrambled to the Florida residence where stun gun gal has been stunned herself.
Oh, no.
She is going to jail. Yeah, so if your ex-wife's got a stun gun,
jeez.
Don't say where your new girlfriend lives because, hello. Say hello to my little friend. Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.